Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 35 degrees. Two bodies have been recovered so far after the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge.
Dive teams have been going through murky water and twisted metal in an effort to recover victims of Tuesday's disaster when a ship crashed into a bridge support. National Transportation Safety Board Chief Jennifer Homendy offering condolences to the families of victims.
We are so very sorry for all that you are going through. It's unimaginable.
She also said some of the 764 tons of hazardous materials on board that ship have begun to seep into the waterway. A final report on what happened won't be available for some time yet, but Homendy did say they've gathered logs, the cargo manifest, and other materials from the ship. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At least four people are dead and seven others injured following a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, Wednesday afternoon. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd.
We do have a suspect in custody who is currently at one of the stations.
Police say there was no clear motive in the stabbing spree. Stores at Wichita's Town West Square were forced to close Wednesday after power was disconnected once again for unpaid electric bills. Evergy says Cohen Realty Investment Group has again fallen delinquent on the electric bill for Town West and Evergy disconnected service at the mall. The larger stores have separate accounts, and they remain in good standing with the power company and have not been disconnected. It's not known when the closed portion of the mall will be able to reopen. A second suspect has been charged in a fatal shooting last week in Northeast Wichita. Kansas House has passed a tax bill that removes the lowest tax bracket of 3.1%. meaning the lowest income earners would not pay state taxes. It would also eliminate income tax on Social Security payments and will remove the state sales tax on food in July. House Minority Leader Vic Miller, the Topeka Democrat, says past bills favored the wealthy.
The problem we've had in the bills they've sent to the governor is the flat tax was disproportionately targeted towards the wealthy. This bill, I think, evens that out, and it gives good relief to people of all classes.
The bill now advances to the Senate. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Fox's Chad Pergram has more on Capitol Hill.
Lieberman entered the Senate in 1989, defeating Republican Lowell Weicker. Lieberman ran as Al Gore's vice presidential candidate during the disputed election of 2000. Lieberman was Jewish and was just on Fox recently. He spoke out against the comments about Israel by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. But despite being Gore's running mate in 2000, he fell out of favor with Democrats. Lieberman lost the Democratic primary for the Senate to Ned Lamont in 2006, but he ran as an independent. Lieberman won re-election as an independent.
Lieberman's family says he died in New York from complications after a fall. He was 82 years old. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 6:08 now, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. The Powerball jackpot has increased to $935 million after no one matched the six numbers drawn Wednesday night. The drawing came a day after a player in New Jersey won a $1.13 billion Mega Millions prize. The Powerball jackpot has been growing for months since the last winner on New Year's Day. A hearing wraps up in Los Angeles in Hunter Biden's challenge to federal tax charges.
A federal judge in L.A. says he'll rule on the Hunter Biden legal team's 8 motions to dismiss tax charges against the president's son by April 17th. In one, defense attorney Abby Lowell claims the 9-count indictment was the result of a selective and vindictive prosecution. The judge noting there doesn't seem to be any evidence, a prosecutor calling the allegations outrageous. Special counsel David Weiss was in court. Hunter Biden, who was not, pleaded not guilty to charges in connection to tax evasion, filing a false return and failing to pay taxes. The next pretrial hearing set for May 29th, ahead of a June 3rd trial in Delaware, where Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to firearms charges. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A date has been set for the execution of an Alabama death row inmate.
50-year-old Jamie Mills was convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Prosecutors say Mills and his wife went to the other couple's home where he beat them and stole $140 and medications. Floyd and Vera Hill died of their injuries after the attack. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey set a date of May 30th for execution by lethal injection. Earlier this year, Alabama carried out the nation's first execution by nitrogen gas. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A new Cadbury bunny has been crowned, but the winner is no rabbit.
Just in time for Easter, social media star Louie the Raccoon has won the lead in an upcoming Cadbury egg commercial. That includes a $7,000 cash prize for the owner of the 2-year-old furry, pudgy critter. Louie the Raccoon finished first in a bracket-style tournament on Instagram. That's according to Hershey, which owns Cadbury. In the process, Louie also racked up more than 380 Instagram followers. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
There's precedent for that, though. I believe they had that commercial on years ago where they had all the different animals auditioning.
Yeah, for Cadbury.
I always remember the lion.
The lion. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
Walk.
Yeah. That always made me laugh. Good stuff there.
Cadbury raccoon.
As far as the traffic is concerned out there right now, traffic conditions looking good. Not really seeing too many problems out there. A little bit of a slowdown on the Kansas Turnpike. That's I-35, the Kansas Turnpike, and it's between Andover and the Towanda service area that we're talking about there. But yeah, it's between Andover and the Towanda service area. Looks like southbound, so headed towards Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Had a nice full moon earlier this morning. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky with a chilly start to our day. Sunny and a bit breezy at times. Temperatures will be in the low 60s by noontime, 68 later on this afternoon. Tonight's going to be clear, our low 49, then partly cloudy, windy, and warmer tomorrow with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, southwest wind at 9 miles per hour, 35 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here. And Thursday, March 28th, had a sunny day across Kansas, central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 53 degrees, quite a bit cooler than the normal high, which is 63. And we're going to get close to that or better today. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
On this date in 1988, severe thunderstorms struck Oklahoma with giant hail. The hail reached 4 inches in diameter and caused $35 million damage in southern Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's bad.
Baseball-sized hail and 7 inches of rain caused another $18 million damage in Duncan, Oklahoma. So that was on this date in 1988. Quite a stormy day in Oklahoma. On this date in 1979, America's worst commercial nuclear accident occurred with a partial meltdown inside the Unit 2 reactor at the Three Mile Island plant near Middletown, Pennsylvania. Kind of soured folks on nuclear power across the country. Is our nuclear station still going on up at in the northeast part of which Kansas?
Sure it is.
Yeah. Still humming away.
Wolf Creek?
Yeah, Wolf Creek.
Yeah.
It's never been taken offline. Well, there you go. A man who was briefly handcuffed.
Yeah, but they always said nuclear power, our electric bills will dwindle to nothing. That hasn't
happened.
No.
I was doing looking at some statistics, and there are thousands of nuclear reactors worldwide, and they still don't generate that much of the total electric power. I mean, like 10% or something. Amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't contribute to the greenhouse gases, though.
That's the good thing. It's clean.
Right. Except for that waste that you have to truck somewhere that no one wants that
lasts
for a million years.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Just like the bill of goods we got when we got the Kansas lottery, remember? Oh, we'll have all this money coming in. We won't ever have to even pay for schools ever again.
Mm, yeah.
It's more than half our state's budget.
Hmm. Yeah, but a man who was briefly handcuffed in the chaos that followed a deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally is now suing a Tennessee congressman. The suit claims the congressman falsely accused Denton Loudermilk Jr. in social media posts of being one of the shooters. Loudermilk filed the federal lawsuit this week against U.S. House Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee. The suit alleges the remarks were highly offensive, derogatory in the extreme, and defamatory. Burchett's spokeswoman says the office doesn't comment on pending or active litigation. The February 14th shooting outside Kansas City's historic Union Station killed a well-known DJ, injured more than 20 others, as you know, and many of those injured were children. Loudermilk is seeking more than $75,000 in damages. I don't know what that's Tennessee.
He probably has a pretty good case.
Was thinking, you get somebody's name. Well, obviously, those of us in the media know you don't have to go ahead and blab it if you know it until you get something a little more solid than that. They handcuffed probably a lot of people before they sorted out who was involved in that, I'm sure. Ted,
why are you holding the media to a higher standard? We react to stuff that's on Twitter all the time.
We do.
We react to Twitter, and we react to what we see on TV. We do that all the time.
It's a use of the name, Ted. It's still the name. We don't use the name until they're charged.
Okay.
You don't just shoot your mouth off.
Yeah, we do. We release names of people that are arrested and not charged all the time.
We're not supposed to.
Well, we do.
Ethically.
Media does it all the time. Some TVs don't. They make a point of telling you that. We don't release the names of the arrested until they're charged.
Well, the thing is, if you get that name in a news release from the police department, I say you go ahead and use it.
Well, see, you just contradicted yourself. You said we shouldn't use it, but now you're saying we do.
We do if the police department has released.
Well, why is that? Why is that line
because
to be crossed and not crossed?
Because it's now their problem.
Okay.
You have attribution.
So, all right.
All right.
You're blaming someone else.
Yeah.
Ethics be damned.
Well, okay. Whatever. For the first time in
history. I mean, there's either a line or there's not.
Well, this guy apparently crossed the line when he used this guy's name and apparently accused him of being one of the shooters.
Probably did cross the line, yes.
Yeah. The guy was in handcuffs, so he figured he was a shooter. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we don't usually, if somebody's been arrested and taken to the police station, that's one thing. But being out there with handcuffs on a different deal. He'd probably get his 75 grand. Yeah. For the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks.
Uh-oh.
In a few years because the planet is rotating a tad faster. Did you feel it?
I didn't know that.
No. Uh-uh. Wednesday study.
Is that why I fell down yesterday?
Wednesday study in a scientific journal says clocks may have to skip a second called a negative leap second around 2029 Ice melting at both of Earth's poles has been counteracting the planet's burst of speed and is likely to have delayed the global second of reckoning by about 3 years. It's a complicated situation that involves physics, global power, politics, climate change, technology, and two types of time, all over a second, which we will either lose or gain.
Mm. Yeah, it's way above our pay grade to figure that out, isn't it?
Not for me.
Woo.
Coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Opening day for Major League Baseball, and that includes the Kansas City Royals. Royals open up their season at home at Kauffman Stadium today, hosting their division rival, the Minnesota Twins. Throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, who is it?
Oh,
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, throwing out the first pitch, Super Bowl champion head coach. Starting pitcher on the mound for the Royals today is Cole Ragans, the guy they got from the Texas Rangers in the trade last year. And he pitched so amazing for the Royals in the second half of the season. Now he gets the opening day start. Royals and Twins, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Listen live to the Royals opening day on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as a lot of the teams in Major League Baseball open up today.
While the season officially began for two teams last week when the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres split two games in South Korea, today marks Major League Baseball's full-scale opening day. Coming off their first World Series title last year, the Texas Rangers open their season at home this evening against the Chicago Cubs. In Cincinnati, it's the annual Findlay Market opening day parade to precede a game between the Reds and Washington Nationals. In Baltimore, the Orioles open up against the Angels. Tuesday night, the Orioles canceled an open practice and fan rally following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, just over 10 miles from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, we've got some baseball here in town to talk about. The Wichita State is home at X Stadium for a weekend series against Rice. Because of Easter Sunday, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday three-game series, so it starts tonight. Shockers and the Owls. We'll get that going. First meeting between these two in 21 years. Shockers have been a great weekend series team. They've won all five of their weekend series so far this season. Shockers and Rice tonight at X Stadium. Mike Kennedy will have the live call at 5:45 p.m. Listen to the Shockers on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And it's a home weekend for the Newman baseball team. Newman won on the road at Fort Hays State 6-4 yesterday. Newman has won three of their last four, and now they get a three-game series at home here on the west side against the number two ranked team in the nation. The Mules of Central Missouri come in with a record of 27-4. Newman has never defeated the Mules, 0-12 all time. And Central Missouri comes in leading the nation in batting average, fielding percentage, and home runs.
Wow.
Yeah, they are something else. So maybe you want to go check that out. Newman hosting number two ranked Central Missouri. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon on the west side of town. Get that three-game series started. In women's tennis, got a good match today here in town. Friends University hosting Bethel, both teams with winning records. Friends women coming off back-to-back wins. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Riverside Tennis Center. And in JUCO women's basketball, up at the 49th annual National JUCO Tournament in Casper, Wyoming. Round of 16 play yesterday. The number one ranked team in the nation, Hutchinson Community College, undefeated. Wins over Cochise, Arizona, 59-54. The Hutchinson women are now 34-0 on the season. Three wins away from a national title as they advance into the national quarterfinals. The Hutchinson women. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The ability to pay attention. That's on the way. Steve with Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 35 degrees here at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. Three people have been arrested following a prank at a store in southwest Kansas. Police in Garden City say four teenagers attempted to pull a prank on an employee at a business this past Sunday. Three employees confronted the teens and held them at gunpoint. After making threats, they let the teens go. The workers were arrested on multiple charges, including aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault.
The Kansas Senate approving a bill to prevent bans on plastic bag bans. The bill prevents cities and counties from imposing the bans at grocery stores. Supporters say imposing those bans would increase consumer costs. Senator Mary Ware, a Democrat from Wichita, says the choice should be left up to the local governments.
These large companies that have locations in many places, they already are working with a variety of laws in each one of them. They make adjustments for each community.
And the bill has now been sent to the governor for her signature.
A California judge moves to strip a former President Trump attorney of his law license.
Judge Yvette Rowland of the California State Bar Court has recommended that John Eastman have his California license taken away for trying to help the former president overturn the 2020 election. The recommendation now goes to the California Supreme Court for a final ruling. Eastman also faces criminal charges in the Georgia state case, which alleges that President Trump and several allies tried to overturn his loss in that state. Eastman has pleaded not guilty. He is also one of the unnamed co-conspirators in the federal election interference case brought against Mr. Trump by special counsel Jack Smith. But Eastman does not face charges in that matter. Should he be disbarred, Eastman will be able to appeal the decision. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says a United States Army Air Force staff sergeant who died during World War II has now been accounted for.
In December of 1942, 19-year-old Staff Sergeant Jackson Barber from Memphis, Tennessee, was assigned to the 401st Bombardment Squadron, 91st Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. On December 20th, Barber was a crew member on board of a B-17F Flying Fortress when it was struck by anti-aircraft fire following a bombing raid on a German aircraft factory in France. Barber's aircraft was last seen spinning toward the ground and crashing. Only one airman parachuted successfully, while the other 8 crew members, including Barber, were still on board. A villager witnessed the crash and confirmed there was only one survivor. The War Department issued a finding of death for Staff Sergeant Barber on December 20, 1943. In 2011, a family member of one of the crew members contacted the Department of Defense after visiting the crash site and interviewing a witness who had artifacts belonging to the aircraft. That allowed officials to pursue the case. In 2019, they found unknown remains associated with the crew. Scientists were then able to use DNA techniques to identify Barber's remains. While his name is recorded on the wall of the missing at Normandy American Cemetery in France, a rosette will be placed next to his name to indicate he has been accounted for. Barber will be buried in Memphis, Tennessee on a date yet to be determined. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is shifting across the central part of the country. That will allow us to warm up, and it's going to be breezy right on into the weekend. Sunny today with a high 68. It'll be clear overnight, till low 49. Then partly cloudy, windy, and much warmer Friday with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 35 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 6:34 on March 28th, 2024. On this date in 1898, the U.S. Supreme Court in United States versus Wong Kim Ark ruled 6-2 that Wong, who was born in the United States to Chinese immigrants, was an American citizen. It was on this date in 1898.
Important ruling.
Yes, sir.
And yet the Chinese were discriminated against
terribly
by the United States government for decades after that.
Mistreated, yeah. Pope Francis appears in better health now. He walked into the Vatican audience hall on his own with a cane for his weekly audience and delivered his prepared text with a clear voice. The Pope's appearance Wednesday was the first since Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square when he decided at the last minute to skip his homily, avoiding the speech at the start of a busy Holy Week that will test his increasingly fragile health. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old pontiff has often shown difficulties in walking and has been heard breathing heavily during public events. Holy Week schedule is challenging for popes, even under the best of circumstances, and his health apparently is not all that great.
Well, when you're 87.
87.
And you're dealing with a lot.
Well, we got the news down that Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82.
Yeah, I saw that.
He seemed to be up and going pretty good. Apparently he had some kind of a fall. This is the guy who ran for vice president with Al Gore. Major League Baseball has officially approved the sale of the Baltimore Orioles to billionaire David Rubenstein. Rubenstein agreed to buy the team from the Angelos family for $1.7 billion earlier this year. Third most ever paid for an MLB team. Other high-profile members of Rubenstein's ownership group include Cal Ripken Jr.
And Orioles
legend. There's an Orioles guy, yeah. Former NBA star Grant Hill. And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
All very rich, wealthy men.
Very, very wealthy guys there. All right. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Thursday morning in the Severe Weather Safety Program put on by Sedgwick County Emergency Management. Tonight will be, this is Thursday. Yes, tonight's Hayesville. They're going to be in Hayesville this evening at 200 West Grand at the Hayesville Police Department. If you'd like to see that presentation, it is free of charge. 6:30 this evening at Hayesville, and they usually get a pretty good turnout. Doesn't cost anything, and people can learn things while they're there. All right, talking about that ban on plastic bags, the ban of the ban. Want to make sure that as local communities don't try to ban plastic bags. I guess it's an issue. I know the issue is the plastic and pollution and so forth, and filling landfills with those things. And I have. You know, I've got the permanent bags that we take in, made out of cloth or whatever. And we always forget them. They're always in the car when they should be at the checkout stand. Now, remember, a couple of years ago, Dillon's was talking about doing away with plastic bags. Remember that?
Supposedly. Haven't seen it happen yet.
No, I think they kind of decided,
The rollout was planned for years in advance.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to take a place immediately.
No, it wasn't supposed to take immediately. People were supposed to, but they haven't. I haven't heard any more thing about it, so.
No, but I don't think it was actually supposed to happen until closer to, 2025, I believe, was the date they said they were going to start the phase out.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I try to use, what do you call them? Not renewable, not non-disposable.
Reusable.
Reusable bags.
Yeah.
Try to use them, but sometimes we just forget. But
yeah, if Kroger gets rid of those. What do I put my kitty litter in?
Yeah, to dispose of it. Yeah,
those things. That's what I use.
Yeah, we use them for.
I recycle the rest of them, but use them
trash can liners.
Yeah,
little trash can. Oh, they're perfect size for. Some.
I know, but
yeah,
and they're recyclable.
Okay,
there's a recyclable bin right inside the front door. I don't think a lot of people use it. But
oh, is that
it's
right?
There.
Hey, I didn't even know there was one there. Can you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. That's good. That's a good idea. All right. 6:38, Steve at 10 in the morning here, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures had trading ranges of a little bit over $2. Now, the closes were positive for the cattle complex, with the feeder cattle having some triple-digit gains. News-wise, it was a much quieter session yesterday than it was on Tuesday. Now, there has been a little cash cattle trade at mostly lower prices in our feed yards, and we saw yesterday in Oklahoma City West cattle auction the prices were $3 to $8 lower on feeder cattle. Lean hog futures traded mixed and only deferred contracts closed negative. At the close, June live cattle 30 cents higher, 178.67. May feeders $1.02 higher, 248.27. And June lean hogs 25 cents higher, 101.60. Now, the corn futures yesterday experienced anywhere from 14 to 15 session lows as the corn and the soybeans closed on the negative side. The wheat traded and closed two-sided. This morning is the prospective planning and quarterly stocks report at 11 o'clock, and the markets are closed Friday and will reopen on Sunday evening. At the moment, May Kansas City wheat's a quarter of a penny higher at 578.5. May corn down a quarter of a penny at 426.5. May soybeans 4.25 lower at 1188.25. May crude oil $1.14 higher at $82.49. June gold $15.20 higher at $2,227.90. The June S&P down 5 points at 5303. The June dollar index 21 cents higher at 104.20. 77. And June Dow Jones Futures, 23 points lower at 40,119. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I've been watching that stock market every day, and some days, most of the time, it's up, and then you have a little correction. It's down, but for the year, the three indices are pretty much at record highs, are they not, sir?
Yes, they are, Steve. They've done very well so far this year. But don't want to worry anybody, but there's a lot of year left.
Well, you mean your old stock market glass is half empty there or three quarters empty?
It could be half empty, you know. We got to be very careful. When you get to these high prices, they just have a tendency sometimes not to hold, and you do see corrections take place.
Yeah, sometimes they don't make sense, and it shouldn't be there, and you're right. Calmer heads prevail. So, anyway.
And you got to remember, in the stock market, Steve, about 85% of this is owned by 15% of the people.
Absolutely.
So it's really kind of, you know, not a great way of looking at how the economy's doing.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities coming up. We got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Using retirement funds to pay off your house.
Uh-huh.
That a good idea? Well, Don's going to tell us. Come up.
Yeah, he'll tell us.
Steve is in the morning here on KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS 646 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Bodies recovered after Baltimore Bridge collapse. Tons of hazardous material aboard the ship.
Two.
Four people stabbed to death in Illinois. Seven injured. Suspect. Suspect in custody.
One.
Power turned off again for Town West Square businesses. Electric bill unpaid. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
K-15 and Buckner in Derby. There's some fairly heavy traffic there. Watch out in that area. Also, again, heaviest traffic I'm seeing in town now. Right in that area on K-15 and south of Wichita, between 47th and MacArthur, and even MacArthur Road on the way out to Oliver, some really heavy traffic right there as well right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 68 degrees. Now, yesterday's high was only 53. Today, 68. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 49. Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Now a clear sky. Southwest wind at 9 miles per hour, 35 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Google allows users to utilize AI to help them figure out where they can go on vacation.
Fox on Tech.
Artificial intelligence is taking on yet another new role, to be your personal travel agent. Back in the day, you couldn't buy your own airline tickets. You went to an agent who had their own office. You told them about what kind of vacation you wanted to take, or business trip for that matter, and they put it all together. Google is now rolling out a new feature to its search generative experience that allows you to ask Google to put together a travel itinerary just as you would have with a real-life agent. You can tell it where you want to go, for how long, and what types of activities or dining you wish to experience, and it will present you with options. It will also remember your parameters for future use, such as targeted advertising. So far, the feature is available to users enrolled in Google's Search Labs trial programs, but it will likely in the future be available to all Google users. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Another record closing on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks gaining momentum heading into the closing bell, with the major averages closing higher. Most of the S&P 500 sectors ending higher, with healthcare and industrials the biggest gainers. Shares of Carnival rose slightly after the cruise operator reported a smaller than expected first quarter loss and raised its full year profit outlook. However, shares of GameStop tumbled 15% after the video game retailer reported a sharp drop in fourth quarter sales compared to a year ago. Individual investors continue to pour money into Trump Media and Technology Group, with its stock rising 13% on its second day of trading. The Dow winners, Merck, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Visa. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Dow closed up 476 points yesterday. The S&P 500 up 45, and the NASDAQ up 84 points. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Using retirement funds to pay off your house. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here with us this morning. As always, good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I don't know a whole bunch of people who enjoy paying a mortgage. And it's admirable to have the house paid off before retirement. After all, it'll increase your cash flow by the amount of that payment. I was recently asked if retirement assets should be used to pay off a mortgage. Generally, I'd recommend against doing that. The first reason comes from the fact that that money would be coming from your retirement account. I view retirement accounts as being sacred, to be used for retirement only. With that said, there may be some situations where those assets would be acceptable. First of all, if you have overfunded an after-tax retirement account and don't care about whether beneficiaries receive the tax-free proceeds, that'd be one reason. Also, if you have multiple sources of independent retirement income that exceed your full retirement needs, and if your mortgage interest rate is exceptionally high and your retirement assets are not growing. Another consideration is the tax and penalty liability of pulling monies from your 401k or IRA. Every dollar that comes from a traditional IRA is taxed as ordinary income. Well, if you want to pay off a $50,000 mortgage balance and your effective tax rate is 15%, it would cost you an additional $7,500 to the IRS. That doesn't include state taxes, and if you're younger than 59 and a half, add a $5,000 early withdrawal penalty. If your mortgage is 2 years or more old, well, you know, if you just got it within that amount of time, there's a good chance that you're enjoying historically low interest rates. If so, why pay off the note? If the mortgage is 3.5%, there's a good chance a very low-risk money market may pay you as much as 5%. That means you're making money by not paying off the house. It's nice to not have a mortgage payment. Using retirement assets to pay it off may be tempting, But from a bottom line point of view, it may cost you more. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
So you've got your pup with you today.
Well, yeah. I got him in his suit and tie, and he's going to come in and work with me in the office. That's Huckleberry. We call him Huck.
Huck is he's been licking something on that carpet.
I think somebody must have spilled their jelly donut on the floor.
I'm hoping
or something.
That, but we just redid the carpet, and I'm hoping it's not glue or something. Watch him. Don't let him get sick.
He may be a glue sniffer. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, we often have watched Ted. Ted likes to get down and lick the carpet down.
I always pick the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Well, no, I think somebody probably spilled their something or other on the floor, and he just likes it. Yeah, you're right. He's just going to town on that. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey,
Huck. Today is National Weed Appreciation Day.
As in what kind of weed?
Remind us that some weeds are beneficial to us and our ecosystem.
That certainly
humans have used weeds for food and as herbs for much of recorded history,
Tumbleweed.
Some are edible and nutritious.
Yeah, love me a
other
tumbleweed.
Weeds have medicinal value. Well, you talk about the tumbleweed, but during the Great Depression, they boiled those things out in western Kansas and tried to get something out of them.
I'm talking about the tumbleweed at the
the Monarch.
There you go. They're good ones.
Have you ever seen a really big tumbleweed?
I have. As a matter of fact, I went to interview for a job for the main anchor position in Midland, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
And one thing that helped us decide not to take the job was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, walking down Main Street, literally saw a tumbleweed blow down the middle of Main Street. There was no traffic. And we're thinking, you know what? It was during that oil depression. It was like in the mid 90s and it was early 90s.
Midland, Odessa, one of the weirdest places in the world. I've been there once. You drive this flat country for miles and miles. All of a sudden, you see about 4 skyscrapers.
Oil skyscrapers.
Well, our friend Dennis Higgins, former Wichita Wranglers announcer, always called that road trip to Midland Saudi Arabia.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
I believe it was there. My wife was staying with her sister and brother-in-law there when she was a teenager. I believe it was there at the ball course where Dean Martin tried to pick her up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's always hated Dean Martin. So.
Aw.
Okay. Benefit. You know, the Greeks, though, they like the good field of dandelions.
Make wine out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I myself have spent a lot of time and money keeping weeds out of my yard. A never-ending battle, which I have lost every year,
which is why I don't.
You don't even screw with it, do you?
Just mow them. They turn green.
Mow them.
It ends up being like
within 6
like
weeks, they're gone.
There you
Pretty
go.
Much what I do, but I try to keep them out of there.
Yeah.
It's the point. Anyway, weeds, they can be beneficial.
They can.
Yeah, remember you were a kid and you were growing like a weed?
Yeah, or this dog. This dog is up 10 pounds in a month and a half.
He's underneath the console now.
Well, he's going to
bite a wire or something, and we're going to go off the air.
He's
just sniffing the wires.
Oh, well, he's a good dog.
He's a curious dog.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Stephen 10 in the morning coming up here at the 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour news this morning. Bodies have been recovered after that Baltimore bridge collapse, and power turned off again. At Town West Square, that's on the way. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.